This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
Coming up next, it's Pinoy Pride.
Good afternoon, Christchurch. Happy New Year. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas and your New Year. You're tuning in to Pinoy Pride at 96.9 on your radio frequency. Yes, you got it right. You're locked in at Plains FM. Today, I'm so fortunate to have my co-host with me, introducing Maria. How are you, Maria?
Hi, Roy. Thank you.
Guys, you're tuning in with us, Pinoy Pride, for the whole afternoon. I mean, just for the 20 minutes. And you're with me, DJ Roysek. So today we'll be talking about our topic. What is our topic for today?
This Christmas and you're in the Philippines.
So, yeah, check this out. We Filipinos love Christmas season. The Philippines has one of the longest holiday seasons in the world, starting in September and ending around January 9th. Christmas plays, parties, and decorations are in full swing throughout this month, and there are 9 night masses known as Simbang Gabi leading up to Christmas Day.
Yes, it's true, Roy. September 1 is marked as the beginning of Christmas in the Philippines, as this is the first Burr month. So it's September, October, November, and December, right? And this is when our Christmas countdown begins. Now, Filipino Christmas is a mix of American, Spanish, and native Filipino culture. We have Christmas trees, we believe in Santa Claus, and we do Christmas carols. These are things that Western culture does. And at the same time, we have what we call Misa de Gallo. This is sort of Spanish thing, right? And we call it Simbang Gabi in Tagalog or in Filipino language. And it starts on December 16 and ends on December 24th. So as you mentioned, Simbang Gabi or Night Mass is a devotional 9-day series of masses practiced by Roman Catholics in the Philippines in anticipation of Christmas and to honor the Blessed Virgin Mary leading up to Christmas Day.
Well, 80% of Filipinos are Catholic, by the way. We call it Simbang Gabi, but it usually held around 4 a.m. and waking up at early this morning sometimes crazy because you have that sleepy heads with you. And after the mass, we usually see people selling bibingka or rice cake. That is a Philippine word, bibingka or rice cake. And potobongbong, cylindrical rice cake. You will see the entire streets covered with Christmas lights as well as the houses with their parols. Ornamental star-shaped Christmas lantern from the Philippines. It is traditionally made out of bamboo and paper and comes in various sizes and shapes. But generally, the basic star pattern remains dominant.
Yes, and like any other countries, Christmas is celebrated with songs and praises, right? Usually in the Philippines, a group of people would fill the streets visiting houses with their instruments like tambourines, guitars, singing their favorite songs, Christmas songs. We call it caroling. So then after the homeowners reward the carolers with money, they would sing their words of thanks.
I usually do that when I was a kid.
Yes, yeah, kids do that. Okay, so another thing is the Panuluyan. It's another Filipino tradition observed in some provinces in the Philippines. Not so much in urban areas, but mostly in provinces. So this tradition is similar to Mexican posadas, where the journey of Mary and Joseph in search for shelter while Mary was pregnant is being reenacted. In the Philippines, reenactment is done on the eve before Christmas, and this is usually done in churches.
Another thing is Aguinaldo. It is a common tradition for every Filipino to visit their relatives during Christmas Day. Actually, aguinaldo can be found in a 5-peso bill. That was way before,
yes.
I think, 5 years ago.
Yes.
And now it's phased out. It changed it to a coin. So, by the way, aguinaldo is also a national hero in our country. Kids often wear the finest clothes when visiting their relatives. During the visit, kids would practice the old age tradition mano as an act of respect to elders. For the most part, they are rewarded and presented with gifts like toys or money by their relatives or grandparents.
Or ninong.
Yeah, ninong and ninang. This is when they receive their pamasko. So it's like a Christmas gift, pamasko. These gifts are popularly called as aguinaldo. Aguinaldo represents like money or something, yeah, valuable. And sometimes when kids visit their uncles or aunties, they also demand like higher bills, like $500. I mean, 500 pesos. Peso or $1,000 peso bill.
Yep. Okay, speaking of Christmas gifts, in our modern times now, you will find a lot of bazaars in the Philippines. Have you been to one of
those?
Yes,
actually it starts like early as November, and there, most of them are found in every corner of the churches.
Oh, in Manila, there's a lot of bazaars, and they're selling affordable clothes, food, novelty items, where people can buy affordable gifts for their loved ones, friends, and co-workers.
Another adaptation of Secret Santa is called Monita or Manito. It is a form of exchanging gifts where every participant has his or her anonymous gifts. This is usually done during Christmas parties in schools, houses, or offices. We usually do this every Christmas in our office.
Yes, I've experienced that too. And usually it's sort of exchange gift.
And they also have that theme for the day, like if you're giving someone, it should be hard stuff, soft stuff.
Yeah,
soft
there's
items.
A theme.
Yes.
Yes, there's a theme. Okay, so the highlight of our celebration is the Christmas Eve, actually, wherein the families gather together and prepare sumptuous food. We call it Noche Buena, so it's also a Spanish word. It's a huge feast where Filipinos prepare special dishes like lechon, pancit, the Filipino-style spaghetti, the sweet spaghetti. And, of course, there's always jamon or ham, the huge ham, and queso de bola.
I think this is what way we inherit from our
ancestors,
because we're colonized from the Spanish.
Yes.
And we're colonized by the Americans, so we adapt most of their traditions during these holiday seasons.
That's true.
Three Kings is a religious event in the Philippines, celebrated with a mass every January 6th. It also marks the end of Christmas season. The celebration of Epiphany is also known in the Philippines as Pamasko ng Matatanda, or Feast of the Elderly, to honor the senior citizens.
Yes, Roy. So with this, we would like to give you one of the most famous Christmas songs in the Philippines. So, Christmas in Our Hearts. This song was sung by a Chinese Pinoy singer, Jose Marie Chan. This is a crystallization of the Christmas experience, actually. It takes us back to more innocent times, back when we were still kids who believed in Santa Claus and magical possibilities. There was, in 1990, when this song was released, it took over radio, then on the streets with carolers, and then it spread, and it became one of the biggest hits of the year in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, it's like sitting hot pancakes and it's all out.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's going viral as it could possibly be again in the pre-internet world. Then 26 years later, the song's staying power remains potent. Every December, it's like 1990s all over again. You hear this song everywhere as soon as you hear it, you know that Christmas is coming. So here it is for all our Filipino brothers and sisters, Christmas in our hearts.
Okay, music maestro.
Whenever I see girls and boys selling lanterns on the street, I remember the child in the manger as he sleeps. Wherever there are people, giving gifts, exchanging cards. I believe that Christmas is truly in their hearts. Let's light our Christmas trees for a bright tomorrow, where nations are at peace and all are one in God.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts.
In every prayer and every song, the community unites, celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let love like that starlight on that first Christmas morn lead us back to the manger where Christ the child was born. So come, let us rejoice, come and sing a Christmas carol with one big joyful voice. Proclaim the name of the Lord.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts. Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts.
There you hear it, guys. Christmas in our hearts. I hope you will have that sense of belongingness, even though we're here in
New Zealand.
Specifically Christchurch, but our thoughts remains with you guys celebrating Christmas way back in our home country.
And it's our first Christmas here in New Zealand, right?
It's my first Christmas here.
So you miss Philippines.
Yeah.
I do miss my Philippines. My Filipino friends and my family. But it's still happy.
Yeah, still happy though. Okay, back in our topic, we'll now discuss about New Year in the Philippines. When it comes to welcoming the New Year, it's not limited to traditional celebrations.
Yes.
Huge TV networks, famous tourist attractions like resorts and hotels and even malls hold open and air events hours before welcoming the new year. Usually, they treat people with music performances, local celebrity guesting, and grand fireworks displays. And when we say grand fireworks, I mean massive massive fireworks. And this is not only limited to hotels, but most of the
households
have fireworks. Some establishments offer a meal and event package at affordable prices. Actually, these also are very competitive prices with other hotels around the city. Others purely serve entertainment, which prompts event goers to bring their own meals to enjoy the night. Lot of ways to celebrate New Year. Can you share that?
Yep. There's a lot of ways to celebrate New Year in the Philippines. Simple and traditional families gather together at 12 midnight for medianoche. So if it's not Noche Buena and Christmas, it's medianoche for New Year. So Filipinos prepare for New Year's Eve feast more elaborately than they do on Christmas Eve meal. So it's more extravagant. And while the Christmas Eve meal is steeped in family traditions, the New Year's Eve meal is characterized by cultural superstitions.
Do you usually practice that in your house?
Yes.
Eksobangat meal. Wow, I could imagine how many foods do you have there on the table?
Yes. So first, we eat 12 round fruits at the stroke of 12 midnight. We should have at least 12 round fruits on the table, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, prices of fruits are really, really high.
Yeah, they're crazy. Like for one apple, it could, in our dollar here, it would cost you like $5 for one apple.
Yes, exactly. And then next, we eat long noodles for a long, healthy life. Have you done that?
Yes. Every time we have, regardless of the celebration, every time we eat something pasta with strings, pasta, pancetta, spaghetti, noodles, we usually think about having a long life.
Yes, and you don't cut the noodles when you cook it. It's wrong. You can't do that. Okay, so we also eat something sticky. So we usually do the palitao. We call it palitao in Tagalog and in Filipino word. It's made from boiled, round-shaped, sticky, glutinous rice. It's sprinkled with sugar, grated coconut, and sesame seeds. It's really yummy.
But it's just actually some of those superstitious beliefs that we have inherited from our ancestors.
But I think most of these are we inherited it from Chinese ancestors,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yep. We also fill the cupboards to keep them full all year round. So sugar, rice, salt, we keep the containers full. And it should be full to ensure that they stay that way in the coming year.
So in relation to shape, we also have that polka dots. It symbolizes coins, which in turn symbolizes good fortune. So this is what we inherit from our Chinese ancestors.
Yes.
Wearing garments with these patterns is said to bring money and good fortune to whoever wears it. Now, while waiting for the new year to start, people usually keep their pockets filled with coins, jingling it as soon as midnight comes. They believe that doing so will attract good fortune for the year. They also scatter coins in various parts of the house, even in rooms, in the kitchen. It's crazy, you know.
Sounds silly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The money will spread all over and then collect them after that. Yep, sounds silly. There are also a great motivation behind this tradition practice. When you throw coins around the house, all over the house, your entire property, if you have that lots of coins, bag of coins, prosperity will come to your household. For children scrambling for the scattered coins, it's an awesome way to make a profit.
Yeah, I've done that as a kid.
You've done that?
Yeah. Okay, and this one is exciting, Roy. You jump to be taller. Have you done that?
I just learned this now.
I've always done that.
You have always done that?
Yeah.
Wasn't it effective? How tall are you now?
I think so. I'm 5'6 now. as soon as the clock strikes midnight, seeing kids and adults jumping as high as they could is so new. It's a sight. Filipinos have this belief that jumping as the new year comes will get them to grow taller.
Yeah, I never done this, but I'm 5'8. Turning on the lights at home. Would you believe this kind of belief? Filipinos believing that keeping all the lights at home during New Year's Eve would lead them to having a better and brighter year ahead. Of course, how can you have a bright light if you turn off your light?
But you have to turn it off before you sleep, right?
In anticipation of the year, families keep their windows and their doors widely open during New Year's Eve. They believe that by doing so, the bad energy and the bad luck will leave and the good energy will be coming in and flowing in the house, welcoming the good vibes, you know?
Yes, that's true. Another thing is we don't clean our house during New Year's Day. This is January 1st. We don't clean our house. We usually do the cleaning before January 1st and the throwing of a new stuff in the days leading to January 1st, but never on New Year's Day. So we believe that sweeping and cleaning the house during the start of the year would sweep away the good fortune that came in during the New Year's Eve. Okay, and lastly, so this is the highlight, lighting up firecrackers and fireworks. They're not only done to bring color for start of the year, but Filipinos also do it to scare and drive away the evil spirits. That's our belief. For some who'd want a safer alternative to maintain this tradition, they use trumpets, car honks, loud music, basically anything that makes noise.
Yeah, this one is safer, like, other than, you know, lighting up the firecrackers, because sometimes, you know, you don't know the accidents, so it's
yes, that's true.
Better to be safe than sorry.
So as soon as clock strikes 12, you'll hear a lot of noise when you're in the Philippines.
Yeah, noise barrage during
yes, that's true. And I think
New
in
Year.
Foreign countries, fireworks are regulated, right? But not in the Philippines.
Yes,
you can buy them everywhere.
Anywhere, even though it doesn't have a license. Actually, my cousin did this. He was selling firecrackers, and he's just doing a homemade firecracker.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's dangerous, though.
Yes, dangerous.
And in the celebration is really fun and unforgettable, though it comes with a cost, because fireworks are really expensive.
Yeah, especially on the eve of New Year and Christmas Eve.
Yes, true. And the downside of this is there are a couple of firework-related accidents. Fires that destroy homes, amputations, especially in children, not to mention the flights that have to be canceled due to thick smoke. So if you're not used to it, the place would sound like a war zone to you. Okay, except that people are having fun, of course. Well, the local government is trying their best to ban all the dangerous firecrackers and educating people now to minimize these accidents. Overall, we can say that our holiday season is fun, unique, and one of kind.
Yes. Other than that, it's also long, long holidays.
Yes.
When the bear month strikes, that's where our Christmas starts. And
okay, so I think that's it
for our
presentation today.
I hope you learn a lot from our Filipino culture way back in our home country, Philippines. And before we end our program, we will leave you another Pinoy song.
Yes, this is from two of new promising artists, Jem Kubel and Angelo Barbera, The Morning After. So enjoy and Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year once again, guys, and enjoy your holiday.
Don't you hold me tight, stay here for